This is Brian Naylor at the Capitol. It was 10:30 Monday morning in 509 Hart, Senator Daschle's personal office, when a staffer opened an envelope with brown tape around the edges and addressed in blocked handwriting. Its return address indicated it had come from the fourth grade class at Greendale School in Franklin Park, New Jersey. As she opened the letter, the aide noticed a white powdery substance escaping. In the wake of anthrax scares in New York and elsewhere, she immediately called the Capitol Police and the Capitol doctor. They conducted two field tests of the material and quickly concluded it was, in fact, anthrax. At that point, police sealed the office, allowing no one to enter or leave. The incident was first revealed by President Bush, who mentioned it to reporters at the end of a White House photo op with visiting Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi.
Today, I just talked to Leader Daschle. His office received a letter, and it had anthrax in it.
Later that day, Daschle, who had been in his Capitol office about a block away from the Hart building when the letter was opened, was clearly shocked and upset by what had happened to his staff.
Well, first of all, I'm concerned deeply for my staff, and I feel so badly for each of them. They are innocent people caught up in a matter for which they have nothing to do. I am very, very disappointed and angered.
That night, Army officials at Fort Detrick in Maryland, about an hour's drive from Washington, confirmed the initial reports that the powdery substance in the letter was anthrax. Capitol Police responded by closing off a wing of the eight-story Hart building so that they could conduct further tests to see if any spores had spread out of Daschle's office. They were especially concerned the ventilation system might have acted as a conduit. Authorities invited anyone in the building Monday to be checked for exposure to anthrax spores. Hundreds of staffers took them up on the offer, turning a Hart hearing room into an exam room. Rhonda Sammert, a staffer for Senator Max Baucus, was among those waiting to be tested.
I've worked here for 27 years, and I've never been through anything like this before. And you just, you know, more or less, sometimes you're on pins and needles.
Capitol Police took a number of steps to increase security at the Capitol. They stopped all mail delivery. Lawmakers didn't even get their daily newspapers. Officials say the only anthrax spores found so far were in Daschle's office and in the Senate mailroom that handled the letter. And they defended their actions after the discovery of the letter, including the sealing off of Daschle's office. General John Parker is commander of the Medical Research and Materiel Command at Fort Detrick. He said staffers exposed to the anthrax spores weren't quarantined.
It wasn't a quarantine, and they weren't held in a room with where the anthrax was.
The envelope sent to Daschle is being scrutinized by authorities who are confident the procedures they followed this week have been the right ones. Brian Naylor, NPR News, the Capitol.